Morning to you, the Mapman Triple M, the Eagles story. Live in concert, Taken to the Limit Tour, and it's coming to Mildura at the Mildura Arts Centre Saturday, April 14, this coming Saturday. We've got Pete McCarthy on the Dog and Bone. G'day, Pete. How are you?
Good, Mapman. Yourself?
Very well, mate. Looking forward to this show. Huge fan of the Eagles. I mean, let's face it, anyone that indulges in music loves the Eagles. So many hits, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. That's what we love to do. So hopefully we can, we'll have a ball on that night, that's for sure.
I believe the Eagles story has been going for more than 10 years. Obviously, you love what you do, yeah?
Correct. Yeah, I've been in it since its original incarnation. I'm actually the last member left. As in, with the original Eagles band, they went through quite a few lineup changes, and I'm the last of the original flock.
The Eagles are known for their harmonies, their magical harmonies. It really is fantastic, and I believe that you guys pretty much recreated to the original sound, mate. Sounds absolutely amazing from what I've seen on YouTube.
Well, that's probably been our most critical point, is the music's a distant second in some respects. It's all about those harmonies, and if you don't get them right, well, there's not much point in doing it at all. But we seem to have it's always still a work in progress. I mean, the original Eagles kept saying that every time they played, the years went on, they just honed it that little bit more, and they were even sounding better each year as it went by. And I like to think we're sort of doing the same thing.
So what can you tell us about the concept? What can people expect to see? How does it work?
Well, we do two sets. We do sort of the more earlier style of the Eagles in the early 70s stuff in the first set, and then we crank it up a little bit for the second set. So once everybody's had a good dose of the kickback and reminisce on those old 70s songs, we then give it a bit of a kick in the guts and rock it up a bit more for the second set. And of course, you know, you can't go past classics like Hotel California and stuff like that, which we've got a lovely twin neck guitar. We get those nice guitar sounds going and all that, so everyone will recognise that straight away. But it's going to be really good.
Now, you've got something happening in Redcliffs on Saturday, the day of the concert here in Mildura. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we had a fella by the name of Craig Urand. He's in Redcliffs, and he runs a place called The Shed Coffee and Cars. And he dropped us a line to let us know that he has Clem Fry's original 1987 Chevrolet Corvette convertible on display at his venue. It was brand new when Glenn purchased the car.
Wow.
And it was the vehicle he used every day. We thought that this was a fantastic opportunity to catch up with Craig, who knows the history of the car and how it all came to be here in Australia. So on that note, we're heading there while we're on our way to Mildura, coming from our show in Renmark, to grab some lunch on Saturday, and we'll check out the car. And as a bonus, we'll also be doing a short acoustic set of about 20 minutes worth of songs. So if everybody's on the interweb, you can jump onto Facebook, either onto the Eagles Story page, and there is a link there which will show you a little bit more information on it. So if you want to pop in, there will be a giveaway, so you might get some freebies.
So what was the name of the business again? Whereabouts is it? Redcliffs what?
Shed Coffee and Cars.
There we go, Shed Coffee and Cars, and they're on Facebook as well if you want to search them on Facebook.
You'll be able
to see the link there, and obviously check out the show before you head to the Arts Centre for the big show, which kicks off around 8 p.m. Grab your tickets online, mildurartscentre.com.au. It's the Eagles Story, live in concert, Take It to the Limit Tour. One of those shows you don't want to miss. It's going to be a ripper, and we'll give you the chance to pick up some tickets real soon here at Triple M. And Pete, thank you so much for your time this morning, mate. We'll catch up when you get here.
Good on you, Matt, man. Appreciate it.